This week in West Virginia history, Bishop Matthew Wesley Clare, Sr. died in Covington, Kentucky on June 28, 1943, at age 77. He was born in Monroe County to former slaves just months after the Civil War ended. His family moved to Charleston, where Clare joined Simpson Methodist Episcopal Church. He graduated from college in 1889 and began a four-year stint leading the Methodist Episcopal Church in Harper's Ferry. After earning a doctorate, Clare served as pastor of Asbury Church in Washington, D.C. from 1902 to 1919. While there, he edited the conference's newspaper and spearheaded a campaign to build an 1,800-seat sanctuary. In 1920, Clare became one of the first two African-American bishops in the predominantly white Methodist Episcopal Church. For the next 8 years, Bishop Clare was assigned to the church's flourishing mission in Monrovia, Liberia, where he became involved in education initiatives. In 1928, he was reassigned to Covington, Kentucky, and served Black Methodist conferences in the Midwest until retiring in 1936. Matthew Wesley Clare, Sr. and his son, Matthew Wesley Clare, Jr., are the only father-son bishops in the history of the Methodist Church. For more information on Matthew Wesley Clare, Sr., visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.